Portions of this program were pre-recorded.
Push the buttons, Gary.
Elvis Duran, radio talk show host.
That guy farts on the microphone.
Oh, my God.
Number one top 40 radio show in the country.
May I pick the dumbass, please?
Which one?
I would drive an hour and a half for Waffle House before I would drive an hour and a half for sex.
Me too.
Really?
Scotty, you're saying that because you're getting it.
Smothering is covered.
Oh, that was sick.
Oh, get out of here.
I just have to say I love you guys.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I love you guys.
Hello, ladies. Good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's go. Wait a minute. Did we talk about all that stuff just yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. Whoa. This place is cranking out the hits. Thank you, Josh. Coaster Boy Josh, everyone. Fabulous job opening the show.
Josh.
Welcome to the day. It is Tuesday, August 18th. Is that a mistake?
No.
No.
That's right.
Is it really August 18th?
Yeah.
No. We got to slow this summer down, my friends. Jesus. Good morning. Look at Gandhi putting on her makeup, putting on her war paint, getting ready for war. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Already pre-painted. There's Scary.
Hi.
Good morning, Scary.
Good morning.
Hi, Froggy. How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm great.
And there's a straight Nate. Buenos dias,
you know. Buenos dias, Elvis Duran.
Look, it's Scotty B in there plotting his next creepy move. God only knows what he has on his mind today.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
And there's Diamond over there. Diamond! Oh, Diamond! Oh, there she is. Garrett's slithering around. Andrew's on the way in. And, of course, Deanna Banana's doing the thing. Coaster Boy Josh, of course, already heard him. We got a lot of people in this family. This is bigger than the Brady Bunch. Hey, so we got some Jonas Brothers news yesterday, Danielle. What's that all about?
Yeah, so they are expanding their Burning Up tour all over again with a massive 45-city North American run. These guys never stop. They never stop. It's crazy.
So wait. Okay. Back. Yeah. So they just added how many more dates?
It's going to be a massive 45-city North American run. They had the Garden, I think, on there, and it like was doing so well. Oh. They were like, you know what? Let's take it other places. Well.
Wow. 45 more places?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe we should play some Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
The busiest boys in show business. Burn it up!
I'm hot, you're cold. You go around like you know who I am, but you don't. You've got me on my toes. I'm I'm slipping into the lava. Burn it up, burn it up.
So Jonas Brothers signed on the dotted line for 46 more stops. Yeah. We don't even know how many concerts that is. Jesus.
And you know the original Burning Up tour was 2008 to 2009. So this is the Burning Up tour all over again.
They are working so hard.
Yeah.
They must be like me. They're out of money. I don't know what's going on. I got bad news. We may have 45 more shows. We got to keep working. Hey, you know what? We meet people all the time that listen to our show. A lot of people say, God, I've been listening since I was 13. You know, I've been listening for 30 years. Mike on line four is a new listener, started listening 3 months ago.
Oh.
Oh, God. Let's find out the good or the bad or the ugly. Let's see what Mike is thinking after 3 months. Hi, Mike. Good morning. Welcome to your three-month-old show.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. God bless everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend.
Oh, you did. It's still here. 3 months, though. You've only been listening 3 months. Give us some sort of synopsis. Are you liking it? Are you hating it? What's going on?
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. I love the way, you know, I could be down and out. I'll turn your guys on before I, you know, head into work. And y'all just make me laugh. And, you know, you bring a lot of joy to my life if I'm down and out. Aww. Even if I'm not down and out, y'all still bring me joy. I like the way y'all pick on Nate sometimes.
Hey,
you know,
great.
It makes me laugh.
Hey. Great. Mike, yeah, you're not that getting the full apparel line now.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Nate.
You know, but, you know, you guys are wonderful. You have beautiful contact. And, you know, I just love it. I just love the show. Aww. I just really love
Mike,
the show.
So sweet.
That is awesome. Thanks for listening to us. See, look, someone is turning us on still. We got people coming in. And you know what? That's why you and Nate have something in common. That's why Nate is down and out. Because we pick on him all the time.
Pretty much.
He's always down and out. Hey, Mike, I want you to have the best day ever. I know it's kind of rainy there in New York. Kind of rainy. We'll get to that in a second.
I'm on the highway right now driving. It's raining. Oh, you know, I'm going to work, and I'm like, oh, I don't even want to go to work. I got 3 more years to retire, you know, so I'm just waiting for those 3 years to hurry up. Because I work for NYPD. I work for NYPD School Safety. And it's been horrible, 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 horrible. And, you know, I'm just waiting to retire.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow. Yeah, you've got a lot on your plate in that position. Well, Mike, thank you, first of all, for what you're doing for our city and our students and our NYPD, actually. And thanks for what you do for us every day. Hey, what do you have for our friend Mike? Be generous.
All right. Against my better judgment, Mike, since you said you like me being picked on, I'm giving you the full Elvis Duran apparel line in whatever size you choose.
Hey.
Don't listen to him, Mike. He means well. Okay, Mike, thank you so much for listening. You have a safe drive to work. Both hands on the wheel, and keep on listening. We're here for 45 or 46 more days. I don't know.
All right.
We'll find out.
Thank you so much, guys.
Second, Mike. No, thank you. Wow. Okay, there you go. Huh. Yeah, 3 more years. He's got 3 more laps, long year-long laps to go. Good for Mike. Everyone has a story, right?
Yep.
Let's get into the 3 things we need to know from Gandhi. And let's get on with the day. All right, Gandhi, where do you want to start?
All right, let's start with Iran. President Trump says Iran should raise the white flag of surrender as the memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran did expire yesterday. The deal was reached in June and aimed to put a pause on the fighting as well as reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Trump warned that the U.S. will heavily bomb Oman if it gets in the way of the U.S. reopening that critical waterway. Neither side is willing to budge on their demands. I don't know if you guys have been following along, but the defense in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial will continue today. Lawyers for the Massachusetts woman charged with murdering her 3 young children started calling her family members to the stand after the prosecution rested its case on Monday. Her mother and sister testified about what they called Lindsey's unsettling behavior before she killed her children back in 2023. Clancy has admitted to the killings and is pleading not guilty to first-degree murder on the grounds that postpartum psychosis made her not criminally responsible. And finally, I don't know if you guys have seen this story coming out of Penn State, but over a dozen people are being charged with running a cocaine trafficking operation out of 2 Penn State frat houses. Prosecutors allege that the trafficking ring centered on the Delta Upsilon and Sigma Chi fraternity houses, where large amounts of cocaine were brought in from Philadelphia for distribution on campus. 13 current and former students were charged, as well as a father of a student. Mm. And they're saying that they were actually using it as a hazing initiation to get the freshmen to cut it and distribute it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes. It's all alleged right now. All Nate, you got anything to say?
We are.
High as hell.
That's right. We are.
That's Nate's alma mater. And right. Those are your three things.
Which makes me think.
Yes.
Now that, you know, we're running low on funds here at the show.
Oh, right. We're out of money.
And everyone here likes their position. I think we may... you all have to go get cocaine, cut it, and sell it on the streets.
I think you're onto something here.
All right.
Hey, by the way, you know, we just had Mike on who works for NYPD school police.
Yeah.
We just heard from someone who works for Palm Beach school police, sending a shout out up the East Coast to Mike. Look at that. Solidarity.
Nice.
On the East Coast.
That's nice.
I love that. Wherever you're listening, thank you. You guys ready for your Tuesday?
Yeah.
It is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yes. Another week.
And here we go into the day.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you need to hire for your business in 2026 and you want an easier way to find qualified candidates, use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology immediately finds talented people for your job, and you can invite them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
Yeah.
conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. It's true, there's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine, I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything.
55-100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So I'm helping a friend come up with ways to sell his house. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I went on to Amazon and ordered this little Saint Joseph statue. You know what you do with this, right? To sell a house.
Don't you bury it upside down in the front lawn or something?
Yes. That's Saint Anthony.
Yes.
Oh.
No, I thought it was Saint Joseph.
No, it's Saint Joseph.
It's Saint Joseph. Yeah. According to Amazon, it's Saint Joseph. I don't know. He's also the saint of children's aspirin, I do believe.
Yes.
Now, anyway, I crack myself up. Anyway, so what does Saint Anthony do? Should I order one of those two? Just for what?
I always thought that when you lose something, you're supposed to bury St. Anthony upside down in the yard.
I didn't lose anything.
He's trying to get rid of something.
I'm trying to sell a house. I'm trying to lose a house.
St. Anthony, you're supposed to say, St. Anthony, please come around. Something is lost and
you
must be found.
You pray to him when you
lost
something.
You pray to him.
Okay. Well, so is there some chant I have to do with St. Joseph when I bury him upside down in the yard?
It says you buy him. He can be, bought for like $10, and then you wrap him in a cloth or a plastic bag to protect him. Oh, I guess maybe some people do that, and then bury it in the yard near the for sale sign or the front of the property.
Okay, you know everything. So, is there like a whole collection of saints I should be ordering to get things done in my life?
Oh, there's a saint for everything.
Yeah, there's a saint for everything.
Yeah. Is that thing plastic?
Saint Mike, what's that, Gandhi?
Is that plastic? Are we just going around burying plastic around the world?
Well, after you sell the house,
after
you sell the house, you're supposed to dig it back up and then maybe keep it as a little,
for the next house.
Hey,
a little memento.
Can you stop hugging the tree and help me sell my friend's house?
I'm sorry, yes. Bury the plastic. The earth is fine. She's fine.
No, I'm gonna dig him up when we're done. But Saint Michael's the saint for animals, right? We love Saint Michael.
I think that's Saint Francis of Assisi.
that's Saint Francis.
Yeah.
Okay. Any of them.
Saint Michael is a patron saint of police officers or something like that.
And good. Saint Jude.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the saint of boy bands.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, so today I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna look at all the rules. I heard you clearly, Danielle. I need to bury him upside down to the front.
I don't think
the property.
Down. I thought it was facing the house.
Is it facing the house? I don't know why I heard upside down. Well, maybe Google that part. But the rest of it's okay.
No, okay. Well, here's the instructions from Amazon.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Dear St. Joseph, I wish to sell this house quickly, easily, and profitably. I pray that you will bring me a good buyer with honesty. May the buyer and I be blessed with a rapid conclusion of the sale. Mm. Amen. No, here it is. Bury the statue in your yard. Doesn't say upside down.
Oh, send
pray
out.
Pray a 9-day novena. What's that?
You got to say the rosary every day.
Look it up. But people do bury it upside down, by the way.
Dig up the statue after your home sells and then display the statue in your new home. Okay, wow, so many rules. You Catholics are crazy.
Hey, if it works, it'd be great, right?
The Catholic Church really should have trademarked that thing. Yeah. Well, I'm sure somebody's making money off
of it. I don't think the Catholic Church is the one who really... I think this is more of a, like a superstition type thing.
No. The Catholic Church needs money, too.
It sounds like witchcraft. I'm in. Bury the things.
Look, there's someone here for everyone.
Yeah, right?
Witches, like Gandhi, and Catholics, like Danielle, and... Mm-hmm. And me, I just want to help him sell a house. Anyway, okay, so I'll let you know as I learn more of the rules and regulations and, as the day progresses.
Hilarious.
Because you also say you've got to wrap him in some white cloth or something.
Well, that's why I think I don't know.
So he doesn't get dirty.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so that he doesn't get dirty. Well, yeah.
I have a wash rag I stole from Norwegian Cruise Line. Maybe I'll use that one.
Well, you've kept it for so long.
I know. Now I know why I have it. All right, let's get into the horoscopes. Who's doing horoscopes today?
The boys, Scary and Scotty.
Ah, okay. Oh. All right. The boys.
Start.
All right.
Sure.
Here we go.
All right. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Andy Samberg and Caitlin Olson. Leo, someone comes to you with a problem and your advice is so on point, it surprises even you. Your day's an 8.
Virgo, a detail everyone else glossed over is exactly where the answer was hiding all along, and your day's a 9.
Libra, decide not to respond to something right away and feel the relief of just not engaging for once. Your day's a 7.
Scorpio, watch your back. Someone has been moving a little too close to your business lately. Your day's a 6.
Sagittarius, get obsessed with something new and spend more time on it than planned. Your day is an 8.
Capricorn, stand firm on something while everyone around you is wavering and watch how quickly they follow your lead. Your day's a 9.
Aquarius, your need to be contrarian is working against you right now. Pick your battles more carefully. Your day's a 5.
Pisces, rest is the most productive thing on your agenda right now. Stop feeling guilty about needing it. Your day's a 6.
Aries, make a bold move that others would think twice about and watch it land exactly right. Your day is a 9.
Taurus, something that used to bother you comes up again, and this time it has zero effect on you. Your day's an 8.
Gemini, a conversation takes an unexpected turn and lands you in the right place at exactly the right time. Your day is a 10.
Cancer, catch yourself doom scrolling and put the phone down. Your mood will shift almost immediately. Your day's a 7. Those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
Thank you, boys. Sure. Anna on line 3. She did the St. Joseph buried in the front yard trick. Ah, hey, hi, Anna.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
So,
first of all,
tell me what happened.
Since I was 13.
Oh, thank you.
It's been 30 years, so I love you guys. Yeah, so I, about 2 years ago, my husband and I decided to move state in the same town, and my mother had done the same thing, and she and I both... We both sold our homes within a week.
Nice.
Okay, we're talking about you buried St. Joseph, the statue. That's what you're talking about, right?
Correct. And I did buy one on Amazon. It was a small, like, plastic figure. And you're supposed... It came with, like, a card that explains, like, you know, you have to bury him upside down. So because of some kind of hardship that he lived during his life.
Oh.
And then you... dig it up, clean it off, and then you're supposed to put it in a place of honor within your home. So I still have him on my mantle in my new home.
Well, here's the thing. It also says you need to face him in the direction you're moving.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
There's that. But if you bury him upside down, does that mean we're going to move to China? Because he's facing that. He's facing down.
No, I mean, maybe upside down, but like point his face west or east or wherever your new house is going to be. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to my friend about that.
I didn't do that part. But upside down. So, yeah.
Yeah, don't face him down. You don't want to live there.
Certainly not.
Some and days I also, feel like I'm already there.
Saint Anthony is my buddy because every time I lose something, I pray to Saint Anthony, and it's a very short little prayer, and I find it almost immediately.
You know, so. I have to say, didn't you do that too, Elvis, with a ring that you couldn't find? Didn't you pray to Saint Anthony?
I did, and I found it, and I found the ring.
Yeah,
it was in a trash can stuck to the bottom with all the gook. But I found it.
Yep.
But what's that? What's the St. Anthony prayer? It sounds like you've done the St. Anthony prayer enough. You would remember it by heart. What is it?
So it's Anthony, Anthony, look around. Something's lost that must be found. And then you just, I will always be like, well, I lost my keys, or I lost my, you know, picture of my mom when I was 12, or something like that. And it almost always immediately I find it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, there's, it's a superstition sometimes, I guess, but it works for me.
So. Okay. Anna, thank you so much. Okay, you've given my head's about to explode with all the information, but it's all great stuff. Thank you for listening all these years, and I hope you have the best day ever. Thank you.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you more. Hey, also, speaking of people that have been listening for a long time, Nate, you're going to hate this. Scotty, you're going to hate it even more. Right. Someone sent a text and said they've been listening so long, they need a new shirt because they've worn out the old one.
Oh, nice.
That's nice, yeah.
They're saying it's starting to look nasty. We don't want people walking around with nasty Elvis Duran Morning Show shirts, do we?
No way.
We got a warranty on these things?
We need new crisp, clean ones that are also ruined.
All right, we got work to do. Hey, so you seem to be feverishly working on something, Gandhi. What's going on in the laboratory?
Oh, yeah. So today is National Celebrate Bad Poetry Day. So I went and found some of the dumbest lyrics of all time.
Oh, geez.
I thought we could do a spoken word game with super stupid lyrics.
Oh, like from lyrics from songs?
Yes. So you say them.
Wow.
We see if our listeners can guess the song.
We'll get to that in just a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm just preparing for whatever you're bringing in today.
Yes, prepare.
That sounds like fun. Because there are a lot of songs out there with stupid lyrics.
Yeah,
I'm sure you
some
found
of them really
of
made
them.
Me laugh.
All right. Daniel, what do you have coming up?
The Jonas Brothers expanding their tour. We'll talk about that. And, oh, bad news for Nate. Cindy Sweeney has moved in with Scooter Braun.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I know. I was really hoping I could date Scooter Braun.
Good. Take him off my hands. I need it.
Come
get
on.
Rid of the competition.
He's got that Taylor Swift money. I need him to move it in.
That's funny.
To me, it's funny. Yeah, do you have a sense of humor?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Mark on me, I want your high love.
Z100 on iHeartRadio.
Make us your number one preset now. You!
Soulja Boy Tough. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called a Soulja Boy. You gotta punch, then crank back 3 times from left to right. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that oh. Now why me crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me you? Crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that Why me crank that robocop, super friend, now why me jock, jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that soldier boy, I lean to the left, then crank that thing now. You! I'm jocking on you, I'm jocking on you. And if we get the fight, then I'm you catch me at your local party, yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby, mate. Soldier boy, I'm in it, oh. Why me crank it, why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that oh. Now why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, now why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, now why me crank that soldier boy, 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 crank that soldier boy
I know you love to make an entrance.
It's time for me to introduce
Elvis Duran
to the Z100 Morning Show.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
attention from my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Night. Gandhi, what was your night all about?
Gandhi, what was your night all about last night?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just talking about last night. What'd you do? Anything fun?
Last night, I actually went for a walk, and the sunset was insane. Like, it was so, so, so beautiful. And, you guys, there were dolphins in the Hudson River.
Oh, what? No way.
Freaking stop dolphins.
It. Are you sure? You know what? They closely resemble sharks. You know, are you sure it was...
Could have been sharks. There were a couple people like, ah, shark. And it was very funny because everybody that was watching it, and I tried to catch it. I couldn't, obviously. Mm. Everyone that was watching was trying to shoo them out of the Hudson. Like, save yourselves. Yeah. Get out of here.
You're going to die.
No, but indeed, they were dolphins, right?
They were definitely dolphins. It was so pretty. And apparently, they were here over the weekend, too. I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
You know, they're saying ever since COVID, our waterways are cleaner than they used to be. Mm-hmm. And we see different marine life rolling through.
Mm. Have you seen that river? Yuck.
Well, I know, but it's different. It's different muck than it was before COVID.
Yeah. I hope so. It's still an odd color of chartreuse. Or shade.
Chartreuse is a beautiful color. What's your problem?
It's like ooze.
That's so cool. What a great really night. Cool. A great sunset, a nice walk, and dolphins.
Oh, it was beautiful.
In the Hudson River.
Yeah.
I get it. What about you, Danielle? How was your night last night?
I went to see Six on Broadway again last night with our friend Danielle DeLillo. And the reason was the two queens that took the stage last night, two of them, were the original queens from the West End in London who opened the show. Mm-hmm. So Natalie Paris and Amy Atkinson. And they were making their Broadway debuts last night. It was so good. It was so insane. The show never disappoints. And it's just so, I mean, it's about the Six Wives of Henry VIII, if you don't know, but right. It's like a rock musical. It's just, and it's one act. So it's 90 minutes. So it's an early night on Broadway. It starts at 7. And they had a Monday show, which, you know, a lot of shows are dark on Monday, but Six always has a show on Monday nights. So,
Danielle, there should be some sort of. Do they stamp a card or something for you every time you go see a show? Because you see, on average, one to two per week. Do you not?
You know, sometimes, yeah, it depends. Some weeks, like, you know, this week I'm going to see another one at the end of the week. It just depends.
wait, hold on. What are you seeing later this week?
So I'm going to see the Putnam Spelling Bee, the 25th annual Putnam Spelling Bee.
I love that one.
I'm actually going to be a guest speller
in the show.
Well, okay, guys. Disaster right there.
I already told them this. I already said, you really don't want this. But I think they only ask you to spell one word, and then there's like three or four audience members that also spell. So
right. Gotcha.
I'm really hoping, because it is, you know me, and it is not going to be good.
I have faith in you.
No. Well,
so when Spelling Bee first came out years ago, what year did it come out? I saw it the very first two months it was out.
Yes, I think we all did.
I loved it.
We did too.
I loved it. And our friend Laura Morano is now in Spelling Bee.
Yes.
And she's going to be on with us. Wouldn't she on with us?
Friday.
So perfect.
And I love, love her. So she's going to be on the day you're going to see it?
Yeah, I'm going to see it Saturday. So she's going to be on Friday. So it's perfect. The day before. So
I love that she's one of our friends we've had for a long time.
Oh, yeah, And the show is amazing. It's closing soon. So if you haven't seen it, you should. It's one of those little hidden gems that a lot of people may not know about. It. So good. Yeah.
Spelling Bee is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. What about you, Straight Nate? How was your night last night?
I had a great night. I spent 45 minutes cutting up my stinky cantaloupe.
Oh. All right. How was it on the inside?
It was delicious, but it still had that smell. It's a farm smell. You know that smell, Elvis.
Sometimes you got to go through the stank to get to the good stuff.
Correct. Yeah.
But Mom always told me.
Delicious.
Scary, how was your night? Was it good?
It was all right. I did another episode of my Brooklyn Boys podcast. So that was my okay night. I didn't get to go out last night. I should have.
Okay. You don't have to go out every night.
Yeah.
Froggy, what'd you do? Anything good?
It was good. Time got away from me last night because I was working on things. And I didn't know what to do. I grabbed some. I'd never had it before. Huey Magoo's, which is like chicken fingers and french fries.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's the best chicken fingers and french fries I've had in a long time. It was really good.
That's what our guy, remember, he recommended it from Y100, and then we went and got some. It was so good.
Huey Magoo's.
Huey Magoo's.
Yeah.
It's a funny sounding name. It was good. Hey, I caught up on The Shards. I watched episode 4, so I'm all caught up until tomorrow when another episode comes out.
Nice.
I'm really liking this show. I will tell you, I forgot his name, but Richard Gere's son, who plays this character, creepy as hell.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering. I cannot see him not being creepy just in real life when he's not an actor. I don't know. I got to see him in an interview or something.
Is his name Homer?
Yes.
Homer Gere?
Homer Gere. Yes. Oh. Mm. But he plays a great creepy guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Scotty B. And Cindy Crawford's daughter, stunningly gorgeous.
Oh yeah, Kaya.
The thing is when you Kaya Gerber, right?
Kaya Gerber, yeah.
Oh, Kaya Gerber. When you see her act, though, I still can't see her mom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm not saying it's distracting, but she's as beautiful as her mom. Lovely. And the storyline's pretty crazy.
It's doing really well. The show's doing incredibly well. People are loving it, so that's a good thing.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah?
I am loving it. All right, let's get into the Danielle report. There you go. Danielle, you have so much piled up there. Where do you start? What do you want to do?
All right, let's talk about Hayden Panettiere. So the coroner's office turned around an autopsy report within 24 hours on Hayden. Now, they're saying no signs of trauma that would have contributed to the death. The cause of death requires further investigation and the completion of additional studies. That's a code for toxicology results. TMZ reported that Narcan was at the scene, suggesting an opioid overdose, and the 911 call mentioned cardiac arrest and overdose. There's no official word that's what it is, but that's what they are kind of assuming right now. So, yeah, very, very sad. The Jonas Brothers will take their Burning Up All Over Again tour on the road. They haven't done this since 2008, 2009. That's when that tour hit the road. But they were planning to do something at the Garden, and people were responding really well. So they're like, you know what? Let's do more dates. So things are going to kick off in Boston on September 25th, wrap up right before Christmas in Newark, New Jersey. And I think general sale is this Friday for your tickets, and then there's a pre-sale. I think tomorrow there's a pre-sale. So just Google that if you're interested in going and seeing our boys who don't stop working. All they do is work, these Jonas Brothers. It's great.
They need the cash, man. They need it.
I guess so. Speaking of tours, Bad Bunny will close out his world tour with two hometown shows in Puerto Rico. It's this Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow for that. And there are rumors that Harry Styles will be extending the Together Together tour, adding more American dates for 2027. So now,
what is it with all these artists are broke? They need all this money.
I guess so.
What's going on?
You know that Harry begins 30 nights at Madison Square Garden next week, concluding on October 31st with his Harry Ween show. You guys remember the movie The 10 Things I Hate About You?
It has
cult following, right? Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles. It is a loose interpretation of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. It is coming to Broadway, and it will be here in 2027, I think August of 2027. 7, so a year. Carly Rae Jepsen is writing the music. Lena Dunham is behind the script. So I think this is going to be something spectacular. So that's on the way. Sydney Sweeney, sorry, Nate. Yeah, she's packed it up and she's moved in with Scooter Braun in a $65 million mansion, 19,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, indoor and outdoor pool, a movie theater, a multi-car garage, dual offices, and gardens on 4 acres. Nate, can you top that?
Yeah, I got a 1-bedroom and some cantaloupe in a fridge.
Yeah, I'm going to... She's going to stay where she is. Yeah. America's Got Talent, Beat Shazam, Password, Kelsey Cook, Hot Happy Hour, and our boys, Joey Fatone and Lance Bass, they are giving you Cocktail Wars on the E! Network tonight. 10 episodes. They are kicking that off tonight. And that is my Danielle report.
Wow, you're not kidding here, Gandhi. I'm looking down your list, your stupid lyrics list, because you're talking about today being Bad Poetry Day. Yeah, is that what it is?
National Bad Poetry Day. We're celebrating terrible poetry.
Well, this is poetry. It's the lyrics from music that we've all heard. I guess I don't pay close enough attention to the lyrics because I know all these songs, and these are some stupid lyrics, except for one.
Yeah.
One I get, and I must disagree.
Okay.
But I can't mention it now.
Okay. I think I know which one you're going to disagree with, and I'm sure people will disagree with a lot of these. They probably love them. I got this from a list online. I just picked 10 of them.
There you go. Mm. Anyway, so if you know your songs, and some of them are older, some of them are newer, so you need to know your music. These are lyrics that, well, they're just stupid. I'm sure whoever wrote them understood them. Maybe it's our problem.
Yes,
I'm not
maybe.
Quite sure.
For sure.
So if you can guess the songs through the stupid lyrics, you could win big. Nate's ready to give you something major.
Oh, great.
Sure. Call Diamond. Best of luck. I know. Was it yesterday? We were a little lacking on our contestant, I do believe. Was it yesterday? I do believe. I don't know.
We had a couple, didn't we? Couple contestants? Yeah.
Can you get Diamond on? Can we just talk to Diamond?
Yes.
God bless you.
I try.
I mean, you've given us some really, really... major nut jobs.
Oh, yesterday wasn't too bad because yesterday was connections. It was last week that we had two that
were
So she's redeemed herself slightly.
Okay, well then I take
laughs.
That back. You know me.
Do better, Diamond. Do better. God,
evil laugh, Diamond.
We'll try.
All right, so call Diamond now. Her job depends on it. At 800-242-0100.
Elvis Duran's After Party.
It's the After Party Podcast. Let's do it.
Hello.
A daily podcast from the morning show. Open your free iHeartRadio app and search for Elvis Duran's After Party.
Okay, you guys ready?
Ready.
Elvis Duran and the morning show.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. So learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape.
first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. Something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. My heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Shape of you.
Morning, morning, morning. Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.